before I forget. Beseder Gomo. Can I be heard? Jonathan, just give me a thumbs up if you can hear me.
Yeah, I
or
know
somebody.
You can.
It's two thumbs. Okay, that's really good. Wow, that's well heard. Okay, I don't remember where we got up to. I know that we finished Perek Aleph. We defined the essence of Betochen. That I remember for sure. But I don't remember if we started. Did we start at Perek Beis? Anybody still following us? So I can just actually do whatever I want.
No, I don't think you did. You just went through those different phases of the types of Betochen. And the reasons what they are.
Okay. The Seder. Okay. So we're gonna start Perek Beis. Perek Aleph. Oh, I know what we did. We went through the Hagdama. He gave an introduction to what he was gonna cover in each chapter. Oh, I remember now. Okay, very good. So Perek Aleph we did, the Musa Betochen, is Menuchas HaNefesh or Bala Betochen. He has Betochen is not just about me. Betochen is it's about me, but it's about HaKadosh Baruch Hu as well, because I have to be somech on him. So it's about the relation that exists between me and him. It's not just that I trust him. There has to be a connection that you somech al mi shehu boteach alav. So let's go through now Perek Beis. In Perek Beis, he's going to tell us seven conditions that you have to have if you're going to have betochen in somebody. If you want to betochen in somebody, if you want to know, can you trust this person? He has to fulfill seven conditions. I don't know if they taught you, those of you who learned finance, before you give your money to somebody to look after for you, there's a whole bunch of conditions that he has to fulfill. You don't just give your money to some guy. So if you want to have betochen in somebody, then you need to, he has to fulfill these seven conditions. So he says, Agoyrem HaRishon. Agoyrem HaRishon is a short one, but you'll see it's very important. HaRachamim. HaAve V'Chemla. The person you're trusting in has to have the midas of rachamim, of love, chemla. K'ashe adem mavchin b'chaveri shum harachem v'choymel alav. When you realize, you recognize in your friend that he cares for you, he has mercy on you. V'tachbo, you trust him. V'libo seymach alav shimol es kol b'kashoysov shehu matriach oto behen. There's some people that you know, they care for you, they have mercy for you. If you pick up the phone and ask them to do you a favor, they'll do you a favor. You know that. If I would ask you, please, can you do me some so-and-so? You know, you can trust the guy. He's a good guy. He's got a good heart. And he's reliable. You'll ask him to help you. He'll help you. You can matriach him. You can bother him to do something for you, and you know he will. That's the first condition. We'll see that's not enough. There's a lot of problems that this guy will see as we go through that he may not be able to fulfill. But that's the first one. We'll come back to that. But for now, the first thing is the person that you're trusting has to be a good guy. You don't trust somebody who's, you know, what he thinks about is himself. He doesn't care about other people because, you know, one day you'll find him asking you a favor and it'll be inconvenient. It won't suit him. So he won't do it because he has no rachamim. He's not a merciful kind of a person. So you have to find somebody that at least cares. Agoyrem Hashenu hu shehu makir es chaveiro, shemechamas avosoi, lo rak shehu lo masiach es daitoi mimenu. Takes a big jump here. The second one is he recognizes in his friend that because of the love he has for me, lo rak shehu lo masiach es daitoi mimenu. Not that he's always going to be thinking about me and concerned for me, not just that. And also, like we said in the first one, he's not going to hold back from fulfilling my requests. He's also God that on his own is going to do good things for you. The first condition is that this guy, if you ask him to do things, he'll do them for you because he's a nice guy. But there's another aspect you need is that even if you didn't ask him, he'll be looking to do good things for you even without you asking. Why is this so important? Why do you have to have clarity in this? Ain lo bo bitochen mole. Why can't you have bitochen in this guy? Every time he asks this guy to do something for you, he does it. So what do you care that he doesn't do things of his own volition? Why is that a pagam in bitochen? Because you know that your chaver is daita mimenu. That's what he's saying here. A little bit hard to understand. What does he mean? You didn't ask this God to do something for you. But it seems that one of the qualities of betochen, of having betochen in somebody, is he has to not be masiach dais from you. He has to be continually thinking and concerned and worrying about you. So that's what I would have thought. That's what he should have said. He called Chazer Boru lo mitzatch, ain't lo boru kol chavere, ain't lo betochen male, mipnei shehu yodaya, because he knows, shechavere masiach es daito mimenu. Fine. Umisatzele male es rutzoyne. Now he's not fulfilling my rotzo. But we just said that the quality here is that he gives you things even though you didn't ask for it. Was this a fulfillment of my rotza? The first one is a fulfillment of our rotza. You ask him to do you a favor and he won't. Fine, so, good, we understand. But somebody, if you ask him, he'll do it for you. That's not enough. That's not enough. You have to also have that he's not Masiach Das from you. He's always thinking about you and worried about you and trying to see how he can benefit you. Why do you have to have that? Because otherwise you're not going to trust him, because he's not fulfilling your request. It's like a steer him and I obey. So I think he solves the problem now. He says, "Ach, kasher boru lo adam sheyesh lemi shehu botech bo shtei amidos halalu." When a person has got clarity, he's 100% sure that this person has these shtei midas. What are the two midas? Then he repeats Aleph again, you see. He repeats the Rishon again. Sheyesh lo rachmanut geloid alav, v'shehu mashgiach mo'od al inyono, as bli sofek hu liftoach bo. What he's telling you here in answering my question is he's bringing from number one into number two. They're not two watertight, hermeneutically sealed qualities. The first one is the guy's got to have rachamim and ava, and he's got to care for you. The second one is not just enough that he'll fulfill your requests, but that he's even thinking of you and worrying about you when you're not asking to fulfill requests. So you need both those things. And that's what he's referring to in the line above. That's going back to number one now. How am I allowed to do that? Because he himself does it. You see, he brings in number two. He repeats number two, number one at the end of number two. We'll see. It's important as we go ahead, because it gets much more complicated. It's very confusing. You'll see. Right now, he's told us that if a guy has two, if you can find he's got these two things, yeah? So what's the lotion? As bli sofek, who really toach bo. If this guy's got these two qualities, without any sofeks, you have no doubt, this guy you can trust. So why do I need seven? That's enough. He's got these two things, and I trust him. He must speak. No? He just said, "Ain't bli as bli soft." He says it the same in the original. Yiftach bo mi bli sofik. You've been talking to this guy without any sofik. So what do I need more for? Or what do I need another seven? Because otherwise the vibe would be very short, and then I wouldn't be able to earn my salary. That's the problem. No, that should be enough. Calls mind, you find someone who loves you, who cares for you, and not just loves you and cares for you enough to fulfill your request, but he'll even do things that you didn't ask for. Zima speak. Hagayre mashlishi hu. So slowly, we have to see, like I said, to do this with patience. Hagayre mashlishi hu shechaver chazak. We can work it out for ourselves. What's the problem with this guy? He loves you, cares for you, he's mashgiach on you, he's thinking about you, he's doing things for you even when you ask, even when you don't ask. What's the problem? Maybe he can't. Maybe he doesn't have the koyach. Maybe you're asking for something that he himself is limited. People are mugbal. So you have to have betochen in him, but the betochen can't be shalem. When you go to sleep tonight, this guy promises you he'll do something for you. You have betochen, but it's not shalem, because maybe he can't do it. He said he'll find you the loan, but maybe he can't. Maybe he doesn't have the money. Maybe his business took a bad turn. Maybe the bank manager that he was going to speak to lost his job. There are many things that can go wrong. In fact, in most cases, most things are going to go wrong. Statistically, it's almost impossible to do anything, because the chance of anything happening mathematically are impossible. You know, just if you think about it, you want to get hold of somebody to ask them a favor and the phone's not working. Maybe your phone's working, but he's not. Maybe his phone is working, but he's not home. You know, there can be a million things that go wrong before you can get anything done. So So even though he says bli sofik, he's fitting to trust, but you still don't have trust. Yeah, you hear that? You can trust this guy, but it's not sholem. Why? Because chaver chazak. You need him to be chazak. V'ef shel anatzecho to b'mashu chofet. You can't stop him what he wants. You know, you fancy like that. Even the president of America doesn't always get his own way. You know, or maybe you have to be the prince of China. Maybe he's the only guy that gets his own way. Okay, I don't know. Well, this guy has to be somebody that no one can better him. He gets whatever he wants. No one can stop him fulfilling the request of someone who b'tachs in him. It's a big leap. It's a massive leap from one.
Why do we have to say that? Why do we have to say that he can do everything? You can still trust someone, even though you know what they're capable of. You can trust someone. You just know, I trust him, but I'm not relying on him to. I can't ask him to do certain things because he's not capable of it. But it's not,
you can't have trust without reliance. It's the same thing.
You can.
Okay. Jonathan, I hear your question. Just hold off. Let me just finish and then we'll come back. You're right. Let's see. No, I hear the question. Question's good. Just let's finish off and hear what he says and then we'll see. Okay. Good. We have to ask ourselves, why do you need all these things? So first of all, the guy has to be a caring, loving guy. That's number one. That's not even a question. Yeah, you have to have the guys to, if he's not a caring, loving guy, you can't trust him because he's always thinking about himself. He doesn't care about you. Second of all, he has to be someone who thinks about you, begging for you, he's planning, he's thinking, concerned for you, he's not Mosiach Da'at from you. Okay? Because otherwise you cast him. I don't know why that's so important. I know that bothers me more than this one. This one bothers me more. Why is that? Why do you have that? Calls man, whenever I ask him for something, he delivers. What do I care if he doesn't deliver without me asking? I think the answer, what I've always answered, is this guy's got your back. You know that this guy's going to do good for you, even though you didn't even think he was good for you. You know you needed something, took care of it and got it for you. You know, he sees that you got a problem. He sees that you got a problem. Speak to your boss and he'll speak to somebody that can maybe help you. He's a guy that's out there caring for you, even without you asking it. I think that's important. I think it's important to know that the person you trust got back. Not just when you ask for a favor. But if this guy sees, wow, you know, I know. It's very interesting. Rebbe told me when they were sitting shiva with his father. Father was based in England. And he used to daven in a certain shul. He didn't daven in the big shul. He used to daven in a small shul. So while they were sitting, the rov of that shul was a young guy. Came into, well, he was a young then. Came to be menachavo. So he told them, your father used to daven by my shul. And he used to daven on the mizrach. I used to let him daven on the mizrach. And I was a young rov, just starting out. And he came to me, the one at the davening, and he said, tell me, what's going on with Mr. whatever? I don't know, the Chaim Yankel, whatever. So I said, what do you mean? Why? What do you mean? He said, no, I noticed today his davening was different. There's something wrong. You better check out what's going on. It means Don Grossness was davening in the Mizrach. He wasn't there because he felt true. He was standing there because he could see who people davening in the room. He could see what was going on. Everyone's laughed. It wasn't even his show. It wasn't even his comments. But he noticed that Chaim Yankel's davening today was different to the way he normally davens, and they've got a problem, you better check it out. Shrub said he went and checked out, and Dafka, the guy had a big problem, whatever, Lada, whatever, his business was in trouble, whatever, and he went to speak to him, was able to help him, whatever. So that's a guy you trust. That's a guy who's got your back. You didn't ask him to help you. This Chaim Yankel didn't come to Dan Gross and say, please speak to the Rav for me. And he asked him to speak to the Rav for him. Sure he would have. That was the first quality. The second quality is, even if I'm asking you for help, but I know they're looking out for me. That's very important to be able to trust somebody like that. That's a whole different level of trust.
Isn't that
thinking about, cares about me.
Isn't that just like one meter? It's not necessarily trust per se. If somebody has care and concern for you, it means they're a caring, concerning person, but it doesn't mean necessarily you can trust
them. Yeah, anyway, so you need that quality. If you're going to trust this guy, he needs to be caring. You can't trust somebody who doesn't care.
Right, so it's in a way a prerequisite.
One of the seven qualities of a person you're going to trust has to be someone who's a caring person. If he's not a caring person, you can't trust him. Yeah, it's a prerequisite for sure. I'm not concerned about the same prerequisite, that he has to be always thinking about you and worried about you and doing so even if you didn't ask. Why is that a prerequisite? So I think I'm saying you trust the guy because you know he's got your back. He's worried. You're concerned about you. It's about you. You know that even though you're not aware of maybe a problem, be on top of it. So now you're poor because you know you've got somebody caring for you, got somebody looking for you. That's why I think that's a requisite. The third one is fairly obvious. We'll see Jonathan's question now. Why does it have to be all or nothing? Maybe it's limited. Maybe it's limited. But we'll see. Let's just get the klal first, and then we'll see how it works. The first one is the person has to deliver. This guy has to be somebody that can come through in his promises. He has the koach to do it. If he sets out to do something, no one can get in his way. Otherwise, you can't ask him because even though he wants to and he's caring and he's loving and he's got back and he's your best friend, whatever, well, what to do? His hands are behind his back. Kim chaveru chalash, if he's weak, v'tchoyne bo eni yoichel yot sholem. The betochenin can't be sholem. You can betochen in him, but it can never be sholem. The morotshu boru lo shechaveru marach mashgiach alav. Even though you have those two qualities, that he's marachem and he's mashgiach on you. He cares for you and he's looking for you. Mitneshal piyoyv nimnoi mimenu haimtsoyim rushim lahakshamas ritzoynoi. Because very often he's going to be prevent from actualizing his desire. But when this person that you want to trust in has a tziruf, he has all three of these qualities, then you can have more betochen. So when he says, yeah, the sophic who really tobo, it seems there's types of betochen. There's different amounts, there's different degrees. It's not all nothing. There's a range. You can have less betochen in a person, more betochen in a person. But it's not sholem until you have all the seven qualities. I assume that's what he's gonna say. So it means this guy's rachem, he cares, he's a lovely guy. Number two, he's watching out for you, he's mashgiach. He's supervising you. That's not enough, because maybe this guy can't come through. It means you know he's going to want to do it, but if he can't, he can't. So then you can't have betochen in here. Sholem. There's a certain amount of betochen you can have, but it's going to be lacking. So the guy pushed you, you know that he's going to do it, he cares, he wants to do it, and everything. Maybe he can't. Okay. So now, your question. So you can have partial betochen in this guy. You know that when it comes to financial matters, nothing gets in this guy's way. Yeah, this guy owns Zoom. He's got $200 billion. Whatever, you need money. The guy cares, loves you. He's looking out for you, your back. You ask him for $500,000, ancient bayah, nothing can stop it to you. So when you go to sleep tonight, no, that's it. You need him to take some other problem, a health issue or whatever. You know the guy can't help you. You know, chinami. So your betochen is not sholem, but it'll be sholem in the that you know that he fulfill. The truth of the matter is the guy who owns Zoom or the guy who owns Amazon, whatever, with his $100 million or whatever, is you know, because his money will go away in one day. We know we've plenty of stories in Berlin, in our own lives, whatever. You never really trust him because there's something that always stop him fulfilling your rukti. Could drop, by the way. You know, the guy says, I'll see you at 1 o'clock tomorrow morning, a minute to nine, it's here's neshama. You know, so there's nobody that you can always trust fully. You understand? But I agree with you, Jonathan, that there's certain people that trust to do a certain thing. And other things, you know, you can't rely on him. In a chinami. So you can have a certain amount of betochen, but the betochen's not sholem. We're trying to develop
not trust as in like you believe that the person will come through for you. It's the ability it's a different type of thing we're talking about over here. It's not trusting in someone.
How did we define trust? How did we define that? How did we define nothing to do with reliance.
You're right. Okay, fair enough.
I feel secure knowing that this person will do what he will do. Well, I know that he'll do what he will do. Maybe he won't.
Okay, so the most secure you'll feel is if you know the person can do everything. So that's the ultimate level of security.
Oh, but I'm saying I agree with you. At the human level, you can have a ton in somebody, even though you know he can't do everything, because you know in this particular area, he's a guy that you can rely on. But even then, it can never be Shalom, because since he's human, he may not be here tomorrow. You know?
Nah, yeah,
it's quite funny. It's got nothing to do with what we're dealing with now. Just I thought today, yesterday, this guy that owns became the first person in the world to cross over with $200 billion. He's the richest person in the world. He's worth $200 billion. Today, I saw, say, the damage in Lebanon, you know, this big explosion that happened in Lebanon. They say the damage is $4.6 billion. The whole city came down, whatever, yeah, you know, $4.6 billion. So the other guy from me, right, the check, $4.6 billion, not lacking anything. Locha said, you know, Lebanon's falling apart, the whole country can't function, or one guy that could pay all their debts. You know, so would you have betochen that guy? Yeah, well, you know, money for sure, I'd have betochen in him if he was caring, loving guy and he would care about me. I would, you know, if the guy says, listen, eventually you don't have to worry, I'll take care of your finances. I think you'd sleep pretty well at night. You know, when you come to Daven Panossa to pay for your two's wedding, I don't know if you're going to be pounding the gates of heaven. You'll Daven, you know, without any real intensity because you know you're covered. Nochon? Aval, can you have 100% betochen you for sure? No, you don't for sure because this guy's here today and tomorrow. Somebody are brought to help you. There's a lot of things that can go wrong with a human being that you're trusting in. But in Achinami, he says, you can have there is a certain amount of Yeshuva Das you can have because God's caring for you. So that's what we're doing here. We're building none of these watertight compartments. We need all of them. And we'll see when we have all of them, you'll see you won't find anybody to trust properly. Okay. That's a bit clear on the middle there.
No, that's great. But just while you're talking, I'm very excited to
only listen. South Africa, you ask him, only South Africa, when you ask him, is that clear? He's no, but he means it. You see, that's a very South African thing.
Yes, I'm just through listening to the show, South Africans, I'm very excited.
Yes, they say no.
Carry on.
A goyim and a revere. Any other Africans out besides the two of us? Oh, you're the Oru. Shlomo Amrat, nachon? Only in South Africa if you ask a person, no, you're right. So why do you say no? No, you're right. Australia, they don't talk like that,
it's worse.
Okay.
I'll explain
later. Marie. Yeah, I've been in Bidudong, you can see. I'm starting to lose my mind here a little bit. Agueire Marie, who? Shechaveria de Eizvari Mavir Toelis. The fourth component that you need in this person knows things are good for you, he knows what's beneficial for you. And it's not hidden from this person what's good for you. It's not just what he sees superficially. He knows what's good for you. It might look you need a new car. He has a look. He's you're driving an old chalupa or whatever, your new car, you buy a car. But maybe it's not good for you, a new car. Maybe having a new car can't be good for you. Maybe having a new car might cause gaiva. Maybe you drive too fast, God forbid, an accident. Maybe he doesn't know. He just sees, you know, never next door neighbor could do with a new car. He buys him a new car. Because he's got 1, 2, 3. He cares for you. He's mashgiach for you. He's got the ability. He buys you a new car. Oh, well, that's really good for you. How does he know? How does he know Mamash Yesoid is the best thing for you? Maybe he doesn't. He called Oyachin Chaveria Diodaeus, calls Zed, calls Mandafius, this person you doesn't know this, don't rely 100%. Because he may do things for you that are not official. When your friend has all these benefits, all positive qualities, he knows all things that are good for you. And he also has the ability to actualize them, to bring them out potential to actualize them. And he's very concerned and he's always trying very hard to show that you're not doing anything. Number one, he's going back number one, yeah. The Rishon, by the way, he's repeating himself each time. It's like, Echad mi yodaya, you know, you have to repeat it each time you go through. He's repeating it now. Vumarachem alav as blisof al blisofek yebitchayne becherei yesazak. much more strong. Look at this guy. This guy's Rachem, he cares, he loves you. He wants what's best for you. Number two is always concerned, looking out, thinking about what's best for you. Number three, he has the ability to deliver. And number four, he knows good for you. Really knows what's for you. Because many people help people, and that sometimes it can hurt a person, you don't always hurt.
It seems,
but this guy knows what's good for you.
It seems to me that up to this point, already out of the range of a human being. There's no such a thing as a human being that can have all these four things. That is you're already not in the world of person anymore.
Your
mother might disagree with you.
No, my mother.
Say what? Your mother may disagree because mothers think that they know what's good for their children, and then nothing's going to get in their way of giving them what they want. And she cares and loves for you. So it could be up to now. We've got tomorrow. I don't know. Maybe.
yeah.
No, you're right. You're right. I got to that in number three. In number three, you're in a human range, because no human being that you can guarantee is going to be able to fulfill everything he said, because he doesn't know if he's going to even be yet.
Right.
He doesn't know. I know somebody that with millions and millions of dollars, he went to sleep on Friday night with millions and millions of dollars in bank Lehman, and he woke up and was complete broke. Broke. Nothing. Not a penny. So this guy, if you saw him Friday afternoon, he said, "I'm past Motze Shabbos, I'll give you the money." Yeah, I was fundraising in New York that week. It wasn't the best time to go to New York fundraising. But anyway, if this guy went to him Friday morning and he says, "Yeah, I'll give you $100,000. So you go, absurd. This guy's worth tens and millions. Wake up, Motze Shabbos, you phone the guy, says, "I'm sorry, I can't give you a check. $1,000, I don't have any money left." Oh, wiped out. And he wasn't the only one. A lot of people like that. So that's already number three. You already don't have, you're already lacking the. But we'll see. Let's not jump the gun. Yeah, that's why he's doing it like, because then he's going to say the qualities you'll only find in a college, blah blah blah. Blah. Okay, so that you see, that's where he's for sure.
And also, he keeps repeating over. Is that because of Chazorah? You have to keep it all in mind at the same time without losing any of the other aspects.
So you're dealing with the Chesal of obviously, I think, Rishon, yeah. I mean, what you're saying, yeah, for sure, but there's much more going on. We'll see. You'll see the way he builds it in the next chapter. We'll come back to this. I think there's more to it. Let's remember, we're learning a Rishon Yad Rishonim learned. The Rosh, Heilige Rosh, you know, I think he was probably also disturbed by the repetition, and he probably knew what to do with it better than we, but the repetition is more disturbing. Because this is a Rishon. Why does he have to repeat it? So we'll see that. That's very important to remember to come back to. I just want to get to the end and then see how it fits in. We'll come back to that. So first of all, number one, he didn't say that you could just say Leo Somachol that he'll fulfill the quest. Fine. Second one is, he says please soften Roylif Toichpo. Third one, who as who Roy Oid Yaiselif Toichpo. More betochen, the more you should ask. Now after number four, he says as bli soffik, ye betochen bechaveri yoisa chazak. Now your chazokin is more chazak. Okay? Yechezek betochenu boy mi bli soffik. That's not the same as ye ha betochen ola yoisa roi. You see what he's done? He's checked the focus. I promise I'm going to do this, but it's a geschmacka thing just to us if you're dealing with Shun already. In the first one, he says, the focus is on him. Yeah? Is this guy fitting to have trust in or not? Over here, what does he say? As blisfek ye bitoine bechere yoise chazak, you were talking in him is chazak. In the first one, he's saying it's right to have tochen in this guy. Now he's saying more betochen is more chazak.
Are we saying
the same thing?
You can have someone who's extremely trustworthy. You know they want everything for your best, but you don't trust them.
No, I'm just, all I'm pointing out is the shift in Loshen here.
How can he even say
the Rishon?
But how can you say that's a fifth one? And that seems like stating the obvious. I mean, if you've got someone who cares about you, he's always thinking about you, he's able to do anything, he's just there. He's just there to help you. He's got everything going for him. And now what? You don't trust him? Like, what, are you mad?
I just said progression here. In the second one, he says he's Roy Lifach Bo. This guy's fitting to trust it, that is fitting to be trusted. In the second one, he's fitting to be trusted more. In the now, the one thing that he says, your betochen in him is your techazach. Something's changed, that's all. I'm just making an observation. What's changed? How's changed? Something's changed. In the first one, he's talking about, is this guy fitting to trust? And talking about your betochen be stronger. I don't know what I don't know. I'm just making a mention here. There's something on here. The Lord told Avah. Why is he shift? He should have said, as how you roi oi liftoch bafilu yote. It's a progression. He hasn't progressed. He's shifted into you now, not in the friend.
Is he seem to be saying in this fifth point that
different?
It's a
something's changed.
It's a unique type of trust where it's completely separated itself from that first level, and it's just like on a very unique, like,
Wait.
Is that what he's saying? That it's just like a unique level of trust now? Just
don't know what he's saying. I don't know. I'm just an observation. Okay. Something's changed here. I don't know. I'm not gonna answer anything.
Okay.
I'm just making an observation that there was sort of obvious something shifted here. Something jarred. When Shlomo asked his question, I started looking and saying, Yerachinami, why now did Shlomo pick up this is not human? It was already in the third one, not human. Then I started looking and I see why. I don't know, I don't have an answer. I'm not trying to find an answer yet. I'm just making an observation. Something in the Chavis Elavav has changed from 3 to 4. He's from talking about this person is fitting to have trust in. No one's talking about how Chazak Ma'a B'tochen in him is. Now you'll tell me it's the same thing. Don't get kubliya, but I'm with the Rishon here. I can't ignore that. That's not how you learn a Musaifa. He's telling you something, yeah. I don't know. I'm not.
Did he say that as a fifth point, or did you add that in as an observation in the fourth level now?
Again, I didn't hear the first part. What did you ask?
Did you say that the shift from 3 to 4 is that essentially you now trust him more? A different level of trust, or are you saying that's the fifth step, that you now, the outcome of the previous four, you trust him more?
I'm telling you what the Chavis Halava said. I didn't say anything. I haven't got anything to say, yeah?
Okay, so tell me what the Chavis Halava said.
At the end of the third going,
or is that a deduction he makes after the fourth point?
No. After the third, he says, Azure oid yaisalif toachbo. This guy's very chazak, and another one in his way. As no, it's more fitting. You should have trust in. He's more fitting as a person that can be trusted. After the fourth one, he says, "As blisofeg ye bitchoy bechavei yoisel chazak." Your betochin, the person is strong.
Okay, you see, that's a big difference. We thought. I think.
Oh, thank you. That's all I said.
I thought you were saying that as a fifth point, but that makes more sense. If someone is knows what's best,
what's fifth point? I don't know what fifth here. There's no fifth. There's four things here. It's fifth.
Right. So I understood that you were saying that as a fifth point, that now after these four things, the fifth point is you're going to trust in him more. And I was trying to understand how that fits
in. No.
That's what he says after the fourth point. And that makes sense. That makes sense. Because if someone is going to only do something that's for your best, and he knows what's for your best, then of course you have a different level of trust in him.
I don't have a problem that he's taken us to a new level. He's taken us a whole new dimension. He's not a new level. He shifted the thing from the God to me. I don't understand why he did that. To go to a new level, that's like each of these is a progression. From one to two, there's more betochen. From two to three, more betochen. From three to four, there's betochen. That's what he's saying. But when he gets to the end of four, he doesn't say there's more betochen. He just says, well, now you're talking in him, Yazak. That's the opposite of what he had before. You have the copy of you there, Yonatan, you'll see in the lotion, in the woods. I don't know. Maybe Rabbi Kopper says this is a validation on a Rishon.
Yeah, no, it's 100%. There's two. The observation is
that's the third
stage.
I'm going to point out that question. What we'll do with it, I don't know. I'm not jumping up to the question. I just want the question to be. I wanted to sit and I wanted to cook a little bit. You know, rushing to answer every question. Certainly, Chavis Lavov has thousands of questions.
Rabbi, are you hearing?
Wade and Kelki.
Are you hearing everyone clearly when they're talking? Are you hearing everybody clearly when they talk?
As you start talking, it's a bit muffled, but then I hear you perfectly, yeah.
Okay.
Well, everyone that's spoken for, you, Yonatan, Rafia heard clearly. Okay. As you start talking, Yonatan, it's a bit blurred, but then it's fine. Mm-hmm. Just as you speak, the first word gets a bit blocked.
Are you not hearing
me clearly?
No, I hear you clearly, but when I say something or Yonatan says something, so you carry on talking like you didn't hear us, and then you only pick up on it like with a delay. I don't know.
There might be a slight delay. Could be there's a bit of a delay. Okay.
Well,
maybe I'm just not a nice guy. Don't let people get a word in place. That is something that I have been accused of doing before, you know. If I hear you, I stop. Yonatan, as he starts speaking, it crackles a bit, and then he comes through clear, and you as well. But
he's already been a delay. Over the sea.
It's not a perfect sauce anyway. Okay, Rabbi Isa, have a good week. Bezrat Hashem, I should be zeichet to be back. Rabbi Baruch Hu's doing into things at the moment. Yeah.
When are you coming back, Rabbi?
I don't know yet. I have to see that I'm going to get well. I am well. I don't know yet. I'm today's day five since I was with this person that's Chiyuvi. So,
but you feel okay?
I have to wait a little bit. I'm still feeling well after like 8-9 days. Then I'll start asking doctor when I can get out of it.
Okay.
It's actually torture.
Hashem, I feel wonderful.
It is torture. You actually go out of your head. You want to pull your hair out. I'm sorry that you have to go through that. Just take it, whatever kapora you've done wrong.
But I didn't do anything wrong. I don't need kapora.
Sorry,
better the kapora in this one.
I think about you a lot, my boy. I've got to tell you now. You've been one of the things that I've been using. Conversation with after your illness when I was in South Africa last year, and you gave me that conversation at the Shabbos table. I've been using a lot to get through this. This is nothing. This is garnish. This is actually a prize. Edel's man to be in Bidud. It's a Gewaldic prize. I'm learning like I've never learned before. I've nothing else to do. I can't take anywhere and they can take me for a ride. Abba, will you go to the shop? Or will you take me here? Abba's not going anywhere. My kids think I actually did this on purpose. They think that there's nothing. I just made this up so that I can just learn it. But there is a fear. There's a fear in Achinami because we're human, you know. But Tochen is from here up. And then there's this deer that has its own dynamic, you know.
Just to ask a question back.
Prime probably will agree with me that the head doesn't always sink and align itself with the butterflies in your stomach.
Can I ask a question on the third point, the ability to deliver, this friend is able to deliver, but usually if you are good friends and there's good communication, you trust each other, you're not going to ask them something that's impossible. You'll ask somebody to deliver something that you think they're capable of delivering. So to me, I'm not trying to criticize the Chovas Lavavas here, but it seems to me it's something that you can go to this person, and then when you ask them something that you think they're able to do, they will do it if they can, or they'll say, I'm sorry, I can't do it at this point. But again, without any disrespect, it doesn't seem that it's beyond human ability to achieve that level. I'm not going to ask Rav Shur, look, can you help me fly across, to Australia? Can we pilot a flight? I'll ask a pilot. you know, but
okay, so let's say good. I think it's similar to what Jonathan was asking.
So what, yeah, so I guess what I'm saying is, it to me, it doesn't seem that it's beyond human capability to fulfill these four levels. It seems like a very strong connection to this person. I'm not sure if I would say it's beyond the capability of a good friend. But again, like you were saying before, there's degrees of trust. But I would ask a friend who is experienced in law for a legal type of advice. And it might be somebody who looks out for me when the time is...
Let me give the following case scenario. I hear what you're saying. I mean, I think we touched a little bit.
I'm just saying. I don't feel that it's such cool.
Let's say, for example, impossible.
Myla.
You don't criticize. When we ask a kash on a rishon, we're not criticizing. We're asking a kash because I don't understand. Is that you criticize the Chovos HaLevavos? Chovos HaLevavos is right. The kashas, the difficulties we have, is a concern about my inability to understand what he's saying. He's fine. It's when you're Kash on Rashi. We're not criticizing, that's for sure. Understand. Now, what I'm going to give you the following scenario and see how this works in your dynamic. Let's say you have somebody who's a master auto mechanic. He's the guy that fixed cars, but this guy's the real, you know what I'm saying? He worked on Ferrari on the Grand Prix for like 30 years. This guy's the real, yeah? And he's your good friend. He cares for you and he loves you. He's always looking out for you, yeah? And you have a car and your car is a service. So he's the guy you would to ask to come and fix your car tomorrow. Yeah? Are you 100% trusting in God that he'll come around and fix your car?
Yeah.
You'll have some tochen, but it can't be all it.
Maybe not 100%.
You know why? Because he might not wake up tomorrow morning. He could trip and break his leg. He might have to go into bidud. There are many things that can go wrong with this guy, even in your case scenario. Right. That's what he means, that he's betochen in him, he's not shalom. He doesn't say you can't have any betochen, but it's not shalom. When you're going to sleep tonight, you're not sure 100% that God's going to get you tomorrow.
Right, okay, I hear.
With a human. No matter how unbelievable, talented in that area is, because there's the things that go wrong with him. A lot of guys that were around 10 minutes that aren't getting anymore, you know, I'm on a little slot. That's the reality of humans. That's why even to have somebody who can have 100% that he'll do whatever he's going to do, blah, 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 he'll be super used to transcend you. You can't be human. The human is at some point fun. That's another one up. I don't want to, this is stuff we have to think about. It. That's why we only do this one. And I'm just sort of swimming very superficially in this at the moment. We'll have to come back and work this. There's what he said late.
All right.
Have a
good week.
Okay.
Thank you, Rav.
If you want to talk during the week about something, I'm available. Just give me a call. You know what I mean? If you something up, I contact you during the week. I'm available. So is there anything you want to pick up in order, give me a call. But it's you have to go over this. It's a high mood. It's not a full limud. This is a point. It's like the rush for the famous one.
Thank you, Rav Shah. I'm sorry I didn't get to call you today. It was my loss. Hopefully I can try and call the Rav tomorrow.
That's your problem. You need to speak to me.
I know. I mean, if you have a moment now, if it's just the two of us.
I'm fine, whatever, just try and call me. Let me stop the recording then.